May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As many of you know, David and I have recently moved from Cumbria in the north of England. Much of Cumbria is very beautiful, with mountains and lakes, a bit like Switzerland, only on a far smaller scale. There are not a lot of people in Cumbria, but there are a lot of sheep. Not perhaps as many sheep as there are in New Zealand, which I know some of you here come from, but a lot of sheep. A few years ago, a Cumbrian shepherd called James Rebanks wrote an unlikely bestseller called A Shepherd's Life. And the book conveys through various vividly painted scenes and incidents something of what it means to be a shepherd in Cumbria. The joys, the heartache, the sense of satisfaction, and the sheer back-breaking hard work that is involved. And one of the things that struck me in that book is the deep knowledge and care that James and other shepherds like him have for their sheep. At one point, his four-year-old daughter makes an exasperated comment to her father one mealtime. All you think about is the sheep. All you think about is the sheep. Not a bad way into our gospel reading this morning, which is part of chapter 10 of John's gospel, where Jesus describes himself as the good shepherd who knows his sheep and they know him. Jesus is, of course, taking up the image of God as the good shepherd found in the Old Testament. We're all very familiar with Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. And we'll be singing the hymn based on that psalm later in the service. Jesus takes up this picture of God as the good shepherd, and he boldly applies it to himself. He is making a huge claim. The Lord, who is the shepherd of his people Israel, is now come among them in the person of Jesus. As he says in our reading today, outraging many of his listeners, the Father and I are one. What is true of the Father is also true of Jesus, the Son. So when we see the love and care Jesus has for his sheep, his people, we are seeing the tender love and care of the Father himself. The Father and I are one. When we see what Jesus is like, we are seeing what God himself is like. But perhaps we can somewhat romanticize the picture of the Good Shepherd, thinking of nice, clean sheep and lovely grassy hills in the sunshine. James Rebanks' book certainly helped to remind me of the reality. The too often dangerously harsh weather, the frequent threats to the sheep, including injuries and accidents, various diseases, foxes and dogs let off the leash, and the simple battering of the elements. Whatever the weather and the situation, the sheep have to be looked after. And the more wild and extreme the storm is, the more essential it is for the shepherd to go out into it and to rescue the sheep and protect them. The good shepherd has to think first of his sheep and has to put the protection of his sheep before his own comfort, safety, and well-being. Jesus is the good shepherd who will not run away when he sees the wolf coming, or indeed the fierce storm coming. As he says earlier, just before this passage, I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus gives everything, even his own life, for the good of the sheep. All you care about is the sheep. There is no limit to Jesus' care for his sheep, and that includes you and me. What is essential is the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. Now, to me, as I said earlier to the children, all sheep look pretty much alike. And perhaps we tend to characterise sheep as rather silly animals who kind of have no mind of their own and just follow each other around rather dumbly. And perhaps we are sometimes like sheep, like that way, in that way. But a good shepherd will be able to distinguish between his sheep. And certainly Jesus, the good shepherd, knows each of his sheep and calls them by name. The Gospels are full of very striking encounters of Jesus, between Jesus and different individuals. He recognises their thoughts and their attitudes, their joys and their needs. Indeed, the inner self of each one. He knows the right question to ask, the right word to say, to comfort or to challenge. And he offers the touch that will heal. I think of Bartimaeus or Zacchaeus, the Samaritan woman by the well, Mary and Martha. He knows each one by name. We were reminded of that very, very powerfully in our Gospel reading on Easter Day, where Mary Magdalene finally recognises the risen Jesus when he calls her by name, Mary. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me, and no one and nothing can snatch them out of my hand." Can we recognise Jesus' voice? Can we dare to trust in his persistent, self-giving and complete love for us? Whatever the storms of life we face, whatever dangers or struggles or hardships, whatever fear or anxiety or weakness, the love of God in Christ remains steadfast. He is the good shepherd who knows us and loves us, and no one and nothing can take that love away from us. Our faith may waver, our love for God can grow hot or cold, our commitment to following Christ can wax and wane, but his love for us remains the same. Jesus is the good shepherd and we are his sheep, all different, but all equally known and loved by him. But, of course, our Christian faith is not just about our personal, individual lives. It's about something much bigger. As the Good Shepherd, Jesus isn't just interested in the individual sheep, but also in the flock. Just as Jesus spent time encountering individuals and responding to their particular needs, forgiving them their sins, healing them their wounds, drawing out their strengths, and calling them to follow him, he also brought people together in a new relationship with one another. We may all be individual sheep, all unique, but we are not alone and isolated. We also belong together as one flock. We all have something to give and receive from one another. And we learn more about the Good Shepherd as we live and learn, grow and even make mistakes together. Earlier we heard a very powerful vision from the book of Revelation, which tells of a great multitude of people from all nations and languages united in worshipping God and the Lamb upon the throne. In a wonderful paradox, the suffering Lamb who was slain is also their shepherd, the one who laid down his life for them. The shepherd is the one who knows what it means to be a sheep, even a little lamb. And the worshipping community are drawn together around this shepherd, this lamb. And it's a community composed of people from different cultures and nations. I think we need to remember this vision. The flock is not a club of like-minded people, but a wide variety of different people united in Christ. And here, at St. Ursula's, we do certainly see something of that, as there are many different nations and cultures represented in our midst. And this is something to celebrate. And hopefully we will be celebrating that by having a Bring and Share International Lunch at Pentecost. The Christian life involves both growing as individuals and growing together as a community. Each one of us needs to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd calling us by name. No one else can hear that call for us. If we listen to the word of Jesus to us, if we nourish ourselves through scripture, through Eucharist, through prayer and silence, we will grow to be the best we can be. We are not all the same, and we all have particular gifts, talents, experiences and opportunities to grow in faith and love. But God also wants us to be gathered together in love as a flock, to be one as the Father and the Son are one. Perhaps this is a challenge, as we may sometimes be very irritated by some of our fellow sheep. We need to be patient with those who particularly irritate us, or maybe who have trodden us or hurt us or ignored us, to avoid building up cliques that keep to our own way of doing things and resist those who do things differently, and to try and care for one another, to look after those who are sick or wounded or weak among us. And I have seen that love and care at work here, and indeed I have received that love and care myself this week while I've been ill, and I thank you very much to many of you who've been a great support. Thank you. So let's remember the image of the shepherd and the sheep. Even if we don't really like thinking of ourselves as sheep very much and rather think of ourselves as something a bit more exotic, like lions. We are all of us unique individual sheep, but we are also members of the flock. And Jesus is the good shepherd, and all he cares about is the sheep. He cares both for each individual sheep and for the unity of the flock. Amen.